New series, we're talking about the renewing of our minds, okay? And basically, the scripture is be transformed by the renewing of the mind, okay? So it's Paul telling us and reminding us that we don't need to conform to this world, okay? We live in this world, but we don't need to conform to it. We need to have a renewed mind. And last week we're looking at thoughts, okay? So the impact of our thoughts, and Pastor Mike was talking about how your mind is like a muscle. You know, you feed it, whatever it is you feed it is what grows in it, and what grows in it is ultimately the person that you become, okay? All right, and we all know that we have devotions that we get on a daily basis, okay? And we're going to take this time to sort of have group discussions on how those devotions have spoken to you as an individual and what they've meant to you. There's a few questions that the people on your tables are going to be asking you, and we're going to do that for the next about 3 minutes. All right. How many of us did get those devotions, by the way? How many of us get them? Okay, so for those of you that do not get the devotions, if you don't get them on your phone, if you do have a phone, just sign up for WhatsApp. You do get them via WhatsApp. Or if you do not have a phone, or if you do not have access to WhatsApp, there are copies at the back there where Pastor Mike is. You can take them. There is a devotion for every day, okay? Just to find out, who had a devotion that really spoke to them? What was it about, and why did it speak to you?
It was about one of these girls in my class. So, like, we were fighting on this really stupid topic, and then one of my other friends in the class came to comfort me and just explained to me that I should forgive her and that I can't always do things on my own and I need someone that can be there for me.
All right. That's good, eh? So, yes, they are very beneficial for you and they will help you in your spiritual journey on a daily basis, okay? So I'd encourage you to get a copy or do read your WhatsApps, and let's do this, okay? So, this week, I'm sounding too loud to myself, okay, all right, so this week, we're talking about awareness, okay? So, last week, we're talking about thoughts, and this week, we're talking about awareness. Basically, we're talking about being aware of what's going on inside of us, and also what's going on around us. And the scripture that we're looking at is found in Corinthians, and it talks about be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, and be strong. Okay, and so right now we're going to discuss the scripture and discuss what it means to you and why is the Bible warning us to be on our guard, and why is it warning us to be courageous? Why is it telling us to be strong? Is there a need for us to be all these things? So let's just discuss on what does this scripture mean to you individually. Okay. Okay, so we've been discussing this scripture. So in the Bible, basically, we're given a lot of instructions and they are not without reason, okay? So God gives us these instructions to help us to live the way he has called us to. And Paul, when he gives this warning and he says, be on your guard, there's a reason why he says, be on your guard. Jesus earlier on tells us to be careful because the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What does that mean? The devil is after your soul. The devil is after your heart. He does not love the fact that you are with God, you acknowledge who God is, and you're living the way he has called you to. that does not make him happy. And Jesus tells us that he comes to steal your faith, to kill. He might be killing you spiritually, but also physically. He has no bounds when it comes to you, and to destroy your faith. And the Bible tells us to be on our guard. And he says, stand firm. Why should we stand firm? It means that there is a lot of things out there that will try and shake your faith. Okay. I'm sure all of us here, we've come across situations like that. There's a lot that tries to come and shake your faith, be it things that you're hearing in the media, your friends, or even your own situations in your own life. There's a lot that will come to shake your faith. And Paul is saying that you should stand firm. And you have to be courageous. Again, there's a reason why he says that. We live in a culture that is influencing us to go in one direction. And we know that it's not the direction that God has called us to go. Will you be courageous enough to stand your faith, to stand your ground when your friends, for example, are telling you to do something that you know God has clearly told you not to do? Will you be courageous enough to stand firm and speak against it? Okay. So when we talk about being awareness, we're talking about being aware of what's going on inside of us and also what's going on around us. And we're going to look at this short clip on the Bourne series. Who watched the Bourne series? Okay. So there's a scene from this movie that just highlights awareness. And we're going to look at that. And soon after that, we're going to do something. Just pay attention.
I'm not making this up. These are real.
Okay.
Who has a safety deposit box full of money and 6 passports and a gun? Who has a bank account number in their hip?
I come in here, and the first thing I'm doing is I'm catching the sight lines and looking for an exit.
I see the exit sign too. I'm not worried. I mean, you were shot. People do all kinds of weird and amazing stuff when they're scared.
I can tell you the license plate numbers of all 6 cars outside. I can tell you that our waitress is left-handed and the guy sitting up at the counter weighs 215 pounds and knows how to handle himself. I know the best place to look for a gun is the cab of the gray truck outside. And at this altitude, I can run flat out for a half mile before my hands start shaking.
Okay, so clearly Jason was so much aware of what was going on around him. And as you hear there, he describes what's going on outside, what's going on in the room, and all of that. So for now, I'd like everyone to focus on me. Okay, so look at me. We're going to do a quick exercise. No looking around. Okay. Me? Okay. All right. So we're going to do a quick exercise. You're going to list down things that are not normally around this room that are there today. Okay, so don't look around. I can see you. Don't look around. Okay, so just list down things that you've noticed prior to now that are not normally around this room. Okay, so are we done? All right. Okay, so basically there's, if you are normally here, you will notice that there's a few things that on a Sunday morning you don't notice. Okay. So we've got, there's a Z there. There's the pink ball at the back. There's ash over there by that wall. There's X there. There's a cricket bat here. There's a Y there. There's an X there. That table's not normally there. There's an orange on top of the speaker. So just the group leaders, you can look at the answers and see who can qualify to be Jason Bourne. the Jason Bournes. Who won here? Oh, cool. Let's clap hands for everyone that did well. Okay, so, so that exercise was just to emphasize on, it was just to emphasize on awareness and how it's important to be aware of your surroundings. Not only in the physical, you might get robbed sometimes if you're walking around and you can't see that there's someone following you. It's helpful, but also in the spiritual, because there is so much traps that the devil puts around to catch each and every one of us. And we're going to look at what awareness means going forward. Okay. So basically, awareness is being aware of what's going on around you, and that helps you to fight whatever it is that the devil throws at you. And I looked up in the Urban Dictionary, for those of you that are, in fact, all of you are millennials, right? Except Pastor Debbie and Pastor Mark. Okay, so I found what I thought was a cool definition of being woke. Okay, how many of us know that term? Okay, so awareness has to do with being woke, right? Okay, so I found a definition to that in the Urban Dictionary, and this is what it says about being woke, okay? It says being woke is like being in the Matrix. For those of you that have watched the Matrix, you'd understand this, but I'll explain it later. Being woke is like being in the Matrix and taking the red pill. You get a sudden understanding of what's really going on and find out you are wrong about much of what you understand about the truth. So basically, in the Matrix, you know, there's this guy, Neo, and he goes to this all-understanding guy, and this guy tells him that if you take the red pill, you will find out the truth. In other words, you'll be more aware of what's really going on around you. And I thought I'd bring it down to use that term, being woke. Okay, so basically we're talking about being woke, being aware, being understanding what is going on around you. Okay, and Pastor Mark last week emphasized what goes on in your conscious mind. The more you tolerate it in your conscious mind, it goes into the subconscious, and you find that you end up doing it without even thinking about it. And so it's important to be aware of what's happening in our conscious minds each and every time. Okay. And there are five aspects to awareness that we're going to look at today. And the first one being physical awareness. In other words, you need to be aware of what's going on in the physical world around you and inside of you. For example, are you taking care of yourself? You know, are you exercising? Are you getting enough sleep? Because after all, we are body, spirit, and soul, and you need to take care of your body. You need to be aware of what's going on around you in the physical. Like I gave an example of, you know, being followed, you know, someone trying to rob you, being followed. You need to have that awareness of what's going on around you. Okay. And mental awareness. Okay. Now, when you talk about mental awareness, we're talking about the thoughts that you're entertaining. Okay. It's important to note, to realize that there's so much that is channeled our way through social media, through TV, through the music that we listen to, that plays on our minds. And it's up to you as an individual to know which thoughts you're going to entertain in your mind and which thoughts you're not going to entertain in your mind. And the Bible gives us a lot of guidance on what kind of thoughts to entertain in your mind. There's a scripture that talks about whatever is true, whatever is praiseworthy, you should think about these things. So it is up to you to be aware, not just to let your mind, you know, there are some times that you do catch yourself thinking about things that you're like, is that, you know, am I really thinking about that? So it's important to be aware of what you allow into your mind. Okay, so basically, your thoughts at the end of the day, they affect your emotions, and that has a ripple effect on how you live it. Okay, and then we'll look at emotional awareness as well. So it's important to be aware of your emotions. Okay, God gave us these emotions for a reason. Okay, there are some that should be expressed, some that should not be expressed at certain times, and it's just important to be aware of this. Okay, and your emotional awareness is connected to your mental awareness. In most cases, you find that your thoughts break down to your emotions. For example, if you're thinking about sad things, you will find yourself in a sad state. And it's important to be aware of whatever it is in terms of emotions that you're going through, and make sure that it aligns with what God expects of you. Okay, and now we're going to look at what I think is one of the important, most important awareness you could ever do yourself, you would do yourself a favor knowing about, and that's spiritual awareness. And when we're talking about spiritual awareness, you're looking at how is your relationship with God? Are you taking time to build that relationship? There is so much that goes on in the spiritual world sometimes that you're not even aware of. And it takes that close relationship with God for you to be able to see things for what they really are. Because the enemy comes at you almost on a daily basis. He might come through through even the people you love sometimes, and they step on your toes, and you think whatever you think of them without even realizing that at the end of the day, it's the devil that is behind all of that. So that spiritual awareness is very important. The Bible talks about men of Issachar in the book of Chronicles, and it talks about them as men who understood the times and knew what to do. You need to be able to discern the times that we're living in. You need to be able to see things for what they really are. Images that, for example, images that you see on TV, is it what it really looks like, or there is deeper meaning to that? Social media, we see a lot of things on there. Is that how life really is, or we're being sold a lie? So it's important for you to be spiritually aware of what's going on around you. And one of the best ways to do this is to know what God has said. Okay, it's to know what God has said, to know the Bible, and that will help you identify spiritual lies. Okay, and situational awareness. Here we're talking about different situations that you find yourself in. On a daily basis, you come across people. Sometimes you find people that are in need, people that might be seeking your attention and all of that. But if you are not aware of what's going on around you, if you're not aware of different situations, you find that you do not give the right responses. You need to be able to be aware enough to give the right responses. Sometimes it's your friend, sometimes it's your parents, and sometimes it's a stranger. You need to be aware of what is going on around you in order to give the right responses. Okay, and as an example of cricket, I don't know how many of you play cricket, but as a batsman, you need to be able to know what the field is looking like. There are fielders all around you that are ready to not only stop the ball, but catch the ball to get you out of the game. And I look at that as basically the devil's agents. You need to know where they're at. You know your life. You know the places you go. You know the kind of friends you have at school. The devil can really use anything, and you need to know where the temptations lie. You need to know your vices as a person to be able to navigate your way around that. In cricket, what happens is if you look around, you see where the fielders are, then when you play, you place the ball where you know it's going to get through to the boundary. That's the goal of the game. And it applies the same to your spiritual. You need to be able, if you know that that group of friends is bad for me, they get me in trouble all the time, you know not to go there. If you know that this kind of movie or this kind of films have altered the way I speak, my language, you know, it's profanity or whatever it is, you know not to go there. So you need to be aware of the situations around you and be able to make the right choices going forward. And awareness in itself really is so important for the choices that you make, because if you are not aware of your situations, what's going on around you, what's going on inside of you, your decisions basically are more driven by the wind, you know. However it is you're feeling that at that moment, that's what you go with. But awareness gives you that deeper thought, deeper understanding, and you make wise decisions to assist you with being a more productive person, with being a champion for Christ. Okay. All right. And there's a scripture in Thessalonians which talks about, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. Okay. Asleep here is depicting someone who is not aware of what's going on around them. And being asleep, you're not aware of what's going on around you. And the scripture is telling us, let us not be like everyone around us. If it means standing out and sticking out like a sore thumb, let it be, as long as at the end of the day you know that it serves to grow your relationship with God. Okay? And this scripture in Peter, I really like the imagery he uses here. He says that, stay alert, watch out, for your great enemy, the devil, he prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. And graphic as it sounds, that's exactly what's happening around us. The devil is just, he's after you. He's after you. I'm not saying this to scare you. You don't need to be scared. Why? Because God is for you. And you need to be aware of that. You need to be aware of how God has given us the tools to navigate our way around us. Yes, he's after you, but God has given us everything that we need to not be caught out. So dig deeper, be aware of what's going on around you, be aware of what's going on inside of you, and you will be a winner. Okay. So just continuing with our example of cricket, in most cases, you know, players will watch videos and all of that to be aware of patterns in the game and what they do and make the necessary changes. So same with you. You know the patterns of your life. You know the kind of places where you've been caught out and you're falling for the same temptations. You can look back at your life and ask yourself, okay, I can't keep losing at this all the time. You need to make the necessary changes for you to not be caught out the next time. So we're going to do a quick exercise again. It's the last one that we'll do for today. So basically, you're going to talk about the three things that you see, okay? Three things that you hear, three things that you feel, and one thing of excellence. So we're going to just discuss around on that. Okay, so one thing of excellence, for example, habits that you create that help you be a better Christian, like reading your devotion every day. Yeah. Okay. This is the end of our sermon, and after this, I think we can knock off, right? All right. So I will pray now, just to end it off, and we can discuss and finish off later. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord Father, for this time and opportunity that we've had to hear you speak to us. We pray that, Lord, that everything that we've heard today, may you impress it upon our hearts. Help us to live it out. help us to put it into practice and help us to be better Christians in our everyday lives. Help us to draw closer to you in everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next week we'll be looking at motivation as one of the building blocks to renewing our minds. I hope you'll be here for that.